And you're back with Rocket Right Radio. I'm Dr. Kay Solar in the house with Hurricane Betsy Barnes. And our medical segment is brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing. And every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit MaryBirdLake.org to learn more.
And in our medical segment today, we are talking with Dr. Jinya Wong, a radiation oncologist at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. So, Dr. Wong, thank you so much for joining us. And tell me, did I do okay with your name pronunciation?
Yes, that's perfect. You are now Chinese.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm glad I did okay. So, all right. So, we are in the middle of summer. And with that comes being outside in the sun, and we are so thankful to finally be outside and not to think that we have to stay behind closed doors. But with that, we want to know, can you tell us about the threat of skin cancer when it comes to sun exposure?
Yes, we definitely love the sun and we like playing in the sun, but spending too much time in the sun can definitely make us more likely to get skin cancer. There are three main types of skin cancers. They include basal cell carcinomas, squamous cell carcinomas, and melanomas. The majority of skin cancers, over 90%, are the basal cell and the squamous cell cancers. They are otherwise known as non-melanoma skin cancers, and they are very curable if they're caught early. Melanoma is the more serious form of skin cancer, but they can also be successfully cured when caught early as well. According to the latest data from the American Cancer Society, about 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. So it is very important for us to be mindful about how much time we spend in the sun, as well as trying to stay protected under the sun.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that protection. Give us those safety tips that are recommended when we go out in the sun.
Sure, yes. Some simple things that people can remember if they're going to go outside for a very long time is the 5 S's. It stands for slip, slop, slap, seek, and slide.
I know I have not heard that before. In all of my medical career, I have not heard that.
Now, what is it again? We'll try to say it real fast.
It is slip, slop, slap, seek, and slide. And we doctors, we seem smart, but we also love mnemonics. And this sounds like a Dr. Seuss rhyme book.
It does. But I think we can remember it.
Yeah, so it stands for slip on some protective clothing, slap on a hat, preferably a wide brim one that can shade your face and your neck, seek shade whenever possible, slide on a pair of sunglasses, especially ones with total UV protection, and then slop on sunscreen. There are also a few particular details about sunscreen that's important to remember when we are going outside. So the number one thing is that the SPF, or the sun protection factor, has to be at least 30 or higher. That's what's recommended by the American Academy of Dermatologists. And it should also be what's called broad spectrum in terms of guarding against both UVA as well as UVB rays. It's also very important that we apply enough sunscreen to our body. Most people only apply about 25 to 50% of the recommended amount of sunscreen, whereas most adults do need about 1 ounce, which is, for us Louisianers, that means enough to fill a shot glass.
Thank you for that reference.
You're welcome. I thought I would make it relevant.
That's right.
Especially during this time. So we need about at least a shot glass to fully cover our body. And remember, that also includes the top of your feet, your neck, your ears, and the top of your head. It's also important to remember your lips. So skin cancer can also form on your lips. So it's important to use either lip balm or lipstick that contains sunscreen so that stays protected as well. You also want to apply the sunscreen about 15 minutes before you go outside, because you do want to give it adequate time to absorb into the skin in order to be protective. And if you stay outside, then remember that you do have to reapply the sunscreen every 1 to 2 hours. Or even more often when you're swimming or sweating, so that the lotion stays on. A lot of us like to use the spray sunscreens because they're less sticky. And the sprays do protect your skin from harmful UV rays and sun damage, but you have to be extra careful to apply enough to get adequate coverage. And most people just don't spray enough onto the skin to be sufficient. And the last thing to remember is that just remember that sunscreen generally expires after 3 years. So make sure you are not using expired sunscreen.
You know, there's several things.
If you're using the shot glass right amount, you're not going to have any left over.
Well,
if you're using the right amount.
That's probably true. But, you know, there's several things that you mentioned that I think a lot of people are probably guilty of. The big thing is not putting on sunscreen before going outside to let it absorb. Because how many people do you see, you know, laying on there? Yes. So get out there for the first time, they break open the sunscreen and start squirting it on them. They also don't ever reapply. And then I just had to look at the sunscreen that I have here, which is SPF 50. But to make sure that the expiration is not bad, because a lot of times, you know, if you're not feeling a whole shot glass full of it, a lot of times you have that and it's just sitting up in the cabinet and you go grab it and you don't ever look at that expiration date.
Yes.
Those were great pointers.
And I think a lot of moms chase their children trying to spray them and rub them down and forget to put it on themselves. So maybe do yourself first and then.
Honestly, probably a spray while the child is running is not going to cover them very well, like she said.
Well, you have to catch them.
You got to do that before they go outside. So let's talk about with melanoma, because we mentioned that is the worst one of your skin cancers, but early detection can play a large part in your better outcomes. Now, what should people be on the lookout for as far as spotting signs of potential skin cancers?
Yes, I mean, we should really all check our skin at least once a month so we know what's normal for us. And then if we see something different, we'll know to contact a doctor. It is also very important for everyone to get routine total body skin checks from their dermatologist. You know, if not every 6 months, every 1 year, it's good just to ensure early detection if something suspicious is found. We'll get to the melanoma in a second, but just so people know what basal cells and squamous cells look like too, that's also important. Basal cell carcinomas, they look like a smooth, pearly, or waxy bump on the skin. Sometimes they can also be a flat pink, red, or brown lesion. The squamous cell carcinomas, they look more like a firm red bump or a rough, scaly, flat spot that can bleed or become crusty. Again, these cancers are very curable, so don't freak out if you find it. It's fine. Just go see your dermatologist so they can take care of it. Melanoma is a more serious form of skin cancer, but again, it is very curable if caught early. And melanoma usually looks like a pigmented patch or bump. It can also look like a normal mole, but can have a more irregular appearance. So as we said, I think doctors like mnemonics, and an easy one to remember in terms of what to look for melanoma is the A, B, C, D, E sign. So A stands for asymmetry. If a spot is asymmetrical, that means that one half of the spot does not match the other. That is a lot more concerning than something that looks perfectly homogeneous. B stands for border. So check to see the border if it's regular or if it's irregular, ragged, notched, or blurred. That is also more concerning. C stands for color. If the color is not the same all over or include different shades of brown or black, or sometimes you can see little spots of pink or red or white or blue, then that may be an abnormal spot. D stands for diameter. Most lesions are really small or probably okay. It's probably just a tiny freckle, but any lesion that's larger than 6 millimeters, which is about the size of a pencil eraser or about a quarter of an inch, that's a little more concerning. But also know that sometimes melanomas can also occur in very small lesions, so look for the other signs as well. And E stands for evolving. So if a spot is evolving, meaning that if it's changing in size, shape, or color over time, that is also a concerning lesion. So make sure to contact your dermatologist for a closer evaluation as well.
Absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, people don't think about their skin as much and, mm-hmm. you know, skin diseases and skin cancers, and that's an important important thing for us to be looking at. It's something that you can see, but sometimes there's such minor changes that it's really important, like you said, to know if it's been there or not. And if it has not, then have your doctor take a look at it. So I'm going to tell you, we need to have you back on again because there's so much more that we could talk about, especially since we're in the heat of summer.
That's right.
But let's let people know where they can go for more information on cancer, on skin cancer.
Yes, they can go to our Cancer Center's website. It's at marybirdlake.org/skin.
Great, and thank you. We've been talking with Dr. Wong from Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. She's a radiation oncologist there, and we're going to be back with more Rocket Right Radio. Up next, we talk with Chris Maxwell from the Red Dragon Listening Room.
More Rocket Right Radio is coming up right after this. Stay tuned.